This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. Welcome to the Nikki Glaser Podcast. It is Tuesday. What are we doing, Andrew? What are we doing? He's flexing. He is turtling. To me, it looks like you're turtling. You're like a turtle waking up in the morning. Will you push your camera down a little bit? Because you got a lot of head space. It's bothering me. Yeah, that's more like it. No, I was just about to say that, we were talking about, we were snapping before the show to get like the video synced up. It's, you know, behind the scenes stuff, you guys. But and whenever we snap, we're on like such different feeds that it's always like not synced up for the editors. Who are the editors?
DCJ.
DCJ.
Demetrius, nope. Christian, and Jack O'Lantern.
Dorsey, Christian, and James.
Dorsey, Christian, and James are the ones that go through all of our video every single episode and edit it. So special shout out to DCJ. Make sure you throw them some love as well.
Where?
Besties. I don't know. And they can say like, hey, no Drookie and DCJ. Because okay. Like it is fun whenever I'm doing a show and I know that there's going to be a guy in an edit bay, usually like this kind of dark room that's going to be watching me over and over and probably just hating, like whenever I watch something too much, I end up like hating it, especially when you're just like toiling, especially on my special.
Yeah.
Because I've been giving so many notes that I'm just sure this person wants to fucking murder me. And yeah, so it's just nice to give them some love. But sometimes I just talk down the lens and I'm like, are you having a rough day? Maybe go out and get some sunshine. Vitamin D is really helpful for your whole immune system. And do you have an animal with you in the edit bay? Go take them for a walk. They probably need to get in. Like, are you happy in your career? I'm glad. I want you to love what you do. Is there anything, like, I try to talk to them a little bit and I'm sure they resent it. before the show started, so we were snapping for DCJ, and I said that, oh, that snap was probably, that we all did a snap one by one that was very off time. And I said that one was probably more on time than the other ones. And you said more on time.
Yes.
Like, it sounded like I was saying more on time.
More on time.
Yeah.
That's a great name for a podcast, actually.
That is a good name.
More on time.
I'm going to write it.
More on time. Anal eyes. Similar.
Similar.
Blur. Yeah. Dog
but I
eats
love
bone.
When things sound like other things.
Yes.
I think it's called homonyms, but those are more words that sound the same. But I really love when I heard one the other day that involves Noah. So there's lots of songs that I hear, like the lyrics just sound so weird that you just put other things in their place. And one of the most famous ones was in high school. I forget who discovered it. I think it was Kirsten. We have a friend named Laura Holly. She
you said discovered like she was Magellan. Like,
honestly, wait till you hear about this discovery and you tell me if it's not up there with Magellan.
I don't know if discovery should be the word.
I love
here.
That whenever you talk about we always just say Magellan because we don't know. At Columbus, Magellan.
Columbus, Magellan, Cape of Good Hope.
There was one with a name T. Fuck, I always
Tyrannosaur.
Forget. No, it was something Tybalt or something. I don't know. I think that's a Romeo and
There's
Juliet
the,
character.
There's that couple that crossed the country.
Lewis and Clark?
Yeah.
The couple?
I'm
like
thinking of the other one.
Who was Lois and Clark?
No, I'm thinking of Thelma and Louise.
Wait, Lois and Clark. It's Lois Lane and Clark Kent.
Whoa.
Wait, did they mean to do that?
More on time.
More on time. But seriously, my friend Kirsten was
Pocahontas
Magellan.
Walked around with someone, didn't she?
She did not go discover. She was not one of the pioneers, I don't think. Mm. I'm sure she discovered things in her time. I was literally saying.
Ponce de Leon?
Yeah, I think that was a guy.
Jackpot.
More on time. I was singing the Pocahontas song. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? I love that song.
Yeah.
Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins.
Oh, I love when she wrote that and sang it for the first time.
It's an underrated Disney song. but Kirsten discovered our friend Laura Holly. The song Come On Eileen, I probably brought this up before, but it goes, the song starts, din, 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 and they say, Laura Holly, and it is so clearly Laura Holly as opposed to anything else. It really is Come On Eileen, but it sounds like Laura Holly so much.
And Noah, Come On Eileen is just a funny phrase too.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we didn't even know what cum was at this point in our lives. Like, I think we would have just said it was semen.
There's another song that says your name.
Yes, there is. But I just want to, tell me you don't hear Laura Holly. Laura Holly is what you're listening for. Oh, God, sorry.
We're getting sued.
I know, this is like more than 10 seconds.
Okay. God damn it!
That's not even the right part, is it?
Here we go. Whoa!
Yes.
Come on.
That was very Columbus. That was the
right?
same discovery.
So Laura Holly. We freaked out. So then there was another song... You know, and I'll be your crying. And I thought it sounded like there was a girl on our field hockey team named Kate Albee.
Okay.
And I was like, Kate Albee. And she was like, whoa. And she really liked it. So then 2 days ago, I think you had said to Noah, I see Noah. And I was like, why does that sound familiar to me? And I realized I was singing the other day during an Instagram live, Step Back From That Ledge, my friend.
Oh, Ledgehead.
And they go, I sing over a secret phrase. You know you don't belong. But they go, I see Noah. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds the same as I see Noah.
Oh.
So there's another one.
Another
I
discovery.
Hear him all the time,
yeah.
Dude. More
heard,
time.
Have you ever heard Andrew Collin? It doesn't really have a nice flow to it.
There are probably places where you could hear Andrew
Collin. Call on Eileen.
Yeah.
Collin.
Yeah.
Do you Come ever hear on, things? Collin.
What was something that
Come
you
said? Come all over my face.
And then, yeah, put your, you know, it's 50K Magic or whatever that Bruno Mars song is. Put your Picky rings up to the moon, but it sounds like put your Nikki Glaser to the moon.
I love people that just like throw their name in every song, though. They're just like, yeah, it's just like,
you know whose imagine name Andrew shows up Collin, so much.
All the people. You know, you could hear it, right?
It reminds me of that David Spade joke where he's like, when you go see someone in concert and they're like, they try to put the name of the town in the song, and you're just like, we get it. And they're like, on a dark Arizona highway. And yeah, he's like, we get that you know you're in Arizona. Tone it down.
Hotel Florida.
Yeah. It's, but it is, there's something so nice about a musician saying your town's name.
Yeah. They're acknowledging that they know where they are, which is nice. You know? I mean, it gets so much credit, though. That's the funny part. Or like a joke in between songs.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, they say
like,
anything and people are like, they lose their fucking
mind. What does Dave Matthews say? Smells pretty good out there.
Smells pretty good out there. And it means he smells weed and we all just go, my God, he smells weed.
Dude, I'm smoking weed, dude. Dave is so fucking cool. He's just one of us.
He acknowledged an illegal substance that we're all fucking passing around, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Dave. I did cry at his concert.
You did?
Yeah.
Were you on something?
Just my heart.
Were you? Did you really? What song made you cry? Love or Lay Down? Or
I think it was Grave Digger, because my grandpa just died.
Wait, was it really about your grandpa?
I blamed it on my grandpa, but I think it was more about how much I love Dave.
I cried at Dave too.
I was like, I got it. Rusty goes, are you crying? Rusty the third.
Yeah.
You know my friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
he goes, are you crying? It was probably during like Crash, one of his slow ones.
It's a sweet song. It's a sweet song.
And I was I'm crying. And he looks over. He's like, are you crying? I was like, dude, my grandpa died. And he's like, your grandpa's very, like, that was like 7 years ago. That was like 9 years ago, your grandpa died.
Oh my God. Were you like on the lawn or where were you?
Yeah, yeah.
He just looks over at you to be like, dude, you want another beer?
Yeah, you want to do a Jaeger bomb? And he looks over, I'm just fucking crying and be like, dude, I miss Grandpa Marvin so much.
You were thinking about how your mom won't be able to go
swimming again.
Ever be on the lawn at Dave Matthews
concert. She'll never hear fucking Crush again on the lawn because I can't push her wheelchair
handle
up the grass.
Crying is so funny.
Have you ever cried at a concert?
I cried at Dave Matthews
because
I loved him so much.
What song?
I mean, it was probably Crush or Say Goodbye, like one of my favorite
Number
songs.
41.
Like, I would just, I was so, even Kirsten recently was like, I remember you crying at his shows, and we were all like, Jesus Christ, Nikki. But I mean, if anything, I was probably trying to force the tears to be like, this is how much I love him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to be like Beatlemania, probably. But I think I've cried at, I don't know, I'm probably Wilco concerts when he plays She's a Jar. I really love that song. There's just sometimes that you just.
What's the Wilco song you want at your funeral?
She's a Jar.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Thank God. Okay, Jesus Christ, that doesn't portend well for me.
I just want to know what I'm going to play in a week.
Please, Noah, no, I don't want you to play it.
We all heard about Noah crying at Slipknot. What song was it? Fuck My Mother in the Ass or something?
No, I was crying because I wanted to get out of there. I'm not really a Slipknot fan, you know.
What song? Have you ever cried at a concert?
Yeah,
Noah?
Have you ever cried at...
Yeah, I think it was a Dying Fetus show. It's a real band.
What happened? Did you hurt your ankle moshing? Noah moshing? I just love Noah getting jacked up for a Dying Fetus. Like early, like 3 hours before the show, be like,
not what
dude,
you'd
throw
ever
some
expect.
Fetus on, dude. Throw some fucking Dying Fetus on now.
Put on that DF, yo.
Don't put on fucking their new shit either. I'm talking old school Fetus, when it was before Fetus. When it was just cum and their daddy's fucking nuts.
Put on Umbilical News.
All of these are great. They're old.
No, that was their album.
Yeah.
Because it was a Dying Fetus. Oh, isn't it fun to talk about that?
Fuck. I remember I did a show in New York
Placenta
City.
Placenta Boys. I'm just trying to think of other fetus things.
We can't even think of any.
I can't.
Eggs.
I know. I was waiting for you to jump on it.
That's a great name for a band. Eggs.
That is kind of a good one.
Fucking runny eggs.
Wait, what were you just about to say?
Oh, I did a show one time in the Lower East Side at Niagara Bar. Have you ever been there?
No.
In New York City. And it's a famous, it was a very famous like 80s rock, like Bad Brains, like all these random. Yeah, Noah's into it. But like they have like a plaque on stage and it's just all the most absurd names of bands ever. And I just went through, that was my whole set, was just making fun of like Bad Brains.
Oh,
like,
damn it. Noah would have cried
for sure.
I would have loved to see that.
So wait, at the Dying Fetus concert, when do you cry? And what song and how, like...
No, she didn't really cry at a Dying
Fetus
concert.
No, I didn't. It was a joke.
Do you ever cry at movies?
Yeah, but it's like probably like a movie like Fox and the Hound. I think that's the movie that always made me cry.
Disney that one movies. Gets a lot of people, I think. Yeah.
What movie you cry
Animals,
at?
Free Willy.
Mm. Right, yeah.
And City of Angels was the one that I couldn't be. I had to wait till everyone left the theater because I was sobbing so hard I couldn't collect myself. I don't know what was happening. I think my hormones were changing. It was eighth grade. And anything about like, because it was at the end when Meg Ryan and this guy and Nicolas Cage finally get to be together. And then she's going down the mountain on a bike and she fucking is just like enjoying it. And she gets hit by a fucking truck. And I'm like, what? Jesus Christ. And then like just something about people trying to be together and then something taking them apart was just, and also Romeo and Juliet, I cried at the ending of that, of just like her going, that's Claire Danes' cry at the end of Romeo and Juliet.
So if a woman dies at the end of a movie.
It sounded like the truck horn that hit fucking Meg Ryan. If you ever watch Claire Danes' crying at the end of Romeo and Juliet, it's such a good cry because it's just not, she's just like, oh my God, that scene killed me.
I cried I would cry watching the movie Beaches.
Well, I've never seen it, but I've heard that's
known
a huge
that you're my
tear-tucker.
Hero.
Oh yeah, Bette
that
Midler.
Song, Bette Midler, and this girl has cancer. Her friend has cancer. Her rich friend, who like has everything you would think, you know, married to the rich guy, and Bette Midler is like still like a struggling either artist or whatever, still poor.
Yeah.
And the girl's like, you're just jealous of my money, blah blah blah. And then she gets cancer, and then Bette Midler fucking fucks her husband.
No.
That would be such a better movie.
Oh my God.
And that's when I cry.
Yeah, everyone always talks about Beaches as like,
yeah, Beaches was sad as shit.
Saddy.
Because it showed them as kids. Any movie that has like flashbacks of them as kids being great and then them dying later, that always hits me. Any movie that has a nice flashback to when they like really became friends.
Selena.
I never saw that movie.
That's such a good movie, dude. It really is. I know it sounds
her
crazy.
Her assistant killed her, right?
Mm-hmm. They really kind of just don't cover it. They don't show that scene, you know? They just show a rose falling on stage, and you know that, like, then they show the headlines of, like, her assistant killed her. That they don't, they chose not to, like, recreate that scene for some reason.
Hmm.
Anything for Salinas. That sounds racist, but that's exactly how that guy sounded. Me and my sister were like, they called her Salinas.
Mm. You know, Radio Flyer. Woo!
Oh, another saddie?
Woo! About two little boys who's like...
Octopus Teacher.
Married. Yeah, that was sad,
that was
too.
Sad. Anything. Yeah, Animals.
Octopus Teacher. That's a sick band.
Or a stepmom when... What's her name is dying? Susan Sarandon.
Oh, I don't know.
And she's like, I just want you to accept Julia Roberts as your new mother. It's like all about Julia Roberts coming in and like being the new mom. And she's like villainized by Susan Sarandon's character. And then Susan Sarandon gets cancer and is dying. And then she kind of like passes the torch to the stepmom and like to Julia Roberts. And it's beautiful and sad. So, so sad.
God, I can't stop thinking about Radio Flyer now. It's two boys and their mom dates a stepdad who's abusive. And they want to get away. And their whole way of getting away is they build their own little airplane out of like a Radio Flyer.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Wagon.
Wagon. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. It's so sad. It is so sad. If anyone's seen Radio Flyer, you know that it's fucking probably one of the, it's such a heartfelt movie. It's insane. Probably because I wanted to get away.
at the time?
Probably
to wanted be honest. To do a little radio flyer.
Yeah, but I couldn't figure out that fucking the mechanics. I tried. It flew like 3 inches and then I broke my arm.
Did you ever try to run away?
I did, but I was just out of shape.
No, really. Did you like pack your like bit little bindle stick?
I ran away one time. I got to the end of the cul-de-sac and was just like, I'm not.
Yeah,
I got
it. Yeah, same.
I didn't even bring a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know?
No, well, you don't bring sandwiches for like an 18-hour plane ride.
Yes.
So you don't prepare. You going camping would be a nightmare.
Oh, I would die in a second.
You would go,
in the
we'll
apocalypse.
Just get something out there. It's yeah. Like, Andrew, it's the woods.
I'll just
There's
be like,
no...
a possum will make me a tuna fish.
All right, let's take a quick break and come back with the news. Andrew!
Coming!
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and... I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like me and you struggle with FOMO and also FOGO, which is fear of going out, then you might need therapy because it has really helped me to talk to a therapist about my social anxiety and how that manifests for me. It looks different than other people. I just feel guilty all the time if I don't do things and then I dread doing them. But it's something that I've learned to accept and just embrace about myself and to forgive myself and to like myself about it. If you are also on a journey to appreciating yourself and accepting yourself, can I recommend therapy? It is so helpful to talk to someone who is not going to judge you, who has heard it all. BetterHelp is the way to start because it's all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you don't like them and it doesn't go well, you just switch. You don't even have to like talk to them about it. That's the beauty of BetterHelp. It is for people with social anxiety. So if you struggle with social anxiety, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Nikki Glaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Nikki Glaser.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. you can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
We're back. What are you giggling about?
That was funny, man. Sometimes you make me laugh. Sorry, Nikki. I'm sorry you make me giggle. Gaggle.
Last night we went to go eat. After we went to the grocery store, and then we were like, oh, let's just go get a bite at this tacos place. And Andrew shows up, and the guy, like, one of the waiters, like, knows him very well.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's a regular already at this place.
It's like one of the. That used to be my thing. Like, I'd go into a bar and the guy, you know, behind the bar would be like, hey. He wouldn't know my name. He'd just be like, there's the guy that drinks too much and throws up on the bar and pisses himself. And I'm
How much did you fucking love it?
It's great. It was
great. Oh, man.
Oh, dude, Tommy from fucking Snake and Jake's knows me. There's a bar in New Orleans called Snake and Jake's.
We had an Abe and Jake's.
A what?
Abe and Jake's.
So Jake got around.
Yeah, he had a lot of different partners. Business partners.
Snake and Jake's.
He fucked them all over.
If you took out your dick, you got a free drink. If you were naked in the bar, I swear on my life, Louis would have fucking killed it in there. No, but I'm serious.
Oh!
Oh, shit! I went there.
That's what an audience would do. Oh!
Yeah. Louis C.K. would love to show his dick. Oh! Anyways, but yeah, if you got naked in the bar, guy or girl, you get free drinks. What a fucking concept.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that is a... but it's illegal to be... yourself in public.
In New Orleans, it's illegal.
I mean, I think at Mardi Gras, they kind of just look the other way, you know? Because the other way, there's more tits. There's everywhere you look.
Oh, my God. So many times I would, like,
show my dick for beads. You never took your dick out.
But, like, I would make sure it was fluffed and, like, fluffed to the brim.
Wait, you showed your dick for beads?
Yeah. Oh, hammered. I would just be like, I didn't do it. I'd show, like, half my dick. You know,
even if you were hammered, you were always aware that it was not what you wanted it to be.
There'd be nothing worse than a girl from a balcony going, bah. And then not throwing the fucking, or throwing the beads, like the small ones. Like,
oh, God. Because
they always had these giant beads.
Yes.
And those were for the amazing tits or the, you know, amazing cock or whatever.
And so, like, guys would show their cock for beads?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I mean, it's not like I was down. I mean, I just, St. Louis has the second biggest Mardi Gras celebration in the country.
Oh.
And so we kind of get it, but. I don't remember that.
Girls showed her tits?
Well, yeah, that's a whole thing. I mean, that's a commonly known thing, but I think dick for bees is... You guys want jewelry too?
Oh, shit.
I love but also that it. Andrew cares about, or, you know, cared about the size of the beads.
Yeah,
it's... Gonna get the small ones.
You wanted... You...
Yeah, she just threw me one bead. Not even the necklace. I just got...
There was just a bead of sweat.
A bead of sweat. She threw me a green bead.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Yeah.
You would fluff it beforehand? What do you do? Yeah. You just try to get aroused? Like,
not fully. I mean, that's the key.
But if you just knock it around, do you get aroused?
Do I what?
Like, I mean, like when you guys fluff...
Yeah, you got to knock it around. You play with it a little bit.
And it just sort of wakes up.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going like this to your eyes after you wake up to be like... Okay.
Yeah, pretty
much. It doesn't actually help you wake up, but it just makes it feel like you... You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not, like, jerking it.
But no, you don't jerk it. You're just touching it.
Yeah.
You fluff it. It's called fluffing. You know? You fluff it up a little bit.
Because you gotta, like, go like this.
Because you can't over-fluff because then you're... You don't want to whip out a hard penis because then you're trying too hard.
Right. Oh, my God. That's so... You're walking a fine line.
It's like girls with nipples, I guess... Like, if you show your tits, a lot of girls will probably make sure their nipples are hard before they show their tits, or would want to, maybe.
Yeah, I would probably just go, I'm just going to wing it, because they're good either way.
Okay.
Or they're like, you know, but yeah, hard nips are always probably the... better way to make your, yeah.
No, you ever show your tits in public?
No. I don't think I've done that.
Lie! That's
lie.
A lie!
That was such
that
a lie!
That is such a lie, dude.
It was on a plane?
Wait, no, well, okay. Only when I had them pierced, but I don't, I haven't showed, I never showed them. No. I don't, or at least I don't think
you
I
never
did.
Were flashing.
Wait. Yeah. That's a, did you hear the sentence? Only when I had them pierced. No, I never showed them.
Well like got to the people pierced. Who were like, hey, did you get them pierced? Yeah. Like,
oh.
To show
oh,
them
wait a minute.
To people.
Then maybe I did. Just to show my friends
you flashed
or something.
Them?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you ever sense. Flash your tits for beads or anything?
No, I've never flashed. I really haven't. I would do it because it's so funny. It's such a quick thing that people kind of go, did I see that or not? But I was always very, and I've got pretty good boobs. It's like, I don't know why I haven't done it. I never mooned anyone because I was felt the same way about my ass that you felt about your dick. I'm like, it's going to be like so disappointing that no one's going to throw anything at it. And, but my boobs, yeah, I should try flat. But girls don't flash that much. Like, when would I flash?
Just at Mardi Gras, really.
Robin flashed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were on a boat last year in the Caymans, and Robin, my friend, makeup hair girl, yeah, she has great boobs, and she has no problem flashing her tits. And yeah. She just did it for fun to be like, woo, like, at the people back on the boat, like, get in the water. And they were like, we just... It's a funny thing to do to people, but again, I don't want to, anyone I would flash, I would be sexualizing myself to. So I would never flash you because I don't want, that would just, yeah. That's not our vibe. And it's not like, you could moon me because asses are not sexual.
Especially mine, because it's covered in hair. But
yeah, would you ever moon people? Or are you insecure about your ass?
No, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I remember, yeah, I wonder what they do in Europe though, because tits are not a thing there. Like,
yeah, they put on their shirts.
Yeah, you want beads? Put on nine
bras.
They
put on a jumper. Jumpers are sweaters everywhere.
You never went to Mardi Gras in New Orleans, though.
No, only in St. Louis.
Oh, my God. It is
there's
hell.
No part of
it's
me
hell.
That wants to go to a place that is the most crowded on the day that it's the most crowded.
Oh,
it never God. In my life has that been something I wanted to do.
It's fucking
even
hell.
Even when I was wild and kooky.
You're on Bourbon Street, and you can't? If you want to get 10 feet that way,
yeah.
You just wait for the crowd to like push you that way.
Yeah, it's like a Travis Scott concert.
Oh, my God. Oh! Oh, shit. She went there.
I hate crowds so much. That's why I'm so excited this weekend. We're probably going to go whale shark swimming and... We're doing it on Sunday, which is Super Bowl Sunday. And I think that most people just block off that whole day. We're going to be back by kickoff. No worries there. But I think
I don't
that most
know
people...
if I'm going to.
Why?
Because I don't think.
Why?
Scary.
Well, you can stay on the boat, but you
can
still
you
see
whales.
Can
you see the whales?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like it's nice. There's food on the boat. It's like going to be
oh,
a
whole.
Oh, it's
whale watching.
No, I mean, like you can watch them, but I'm going to swim with them. It's not scary at all. It's like you don't need to snorkel. They're not dangerous.
If you pull up a photo of a whale shark, they're gigantic. Like gigantic.
I know, but they're gentle. They've never once killed anyone in the million. Like
yeah,
it's nothing.
I'd be scared.
Yeah, I mean, Sarah Lena was scared when we went. The last I went. You know, last 2 years ago. And I just held her hand and like she just swam. I just swam with her holding my hand and we just like stayed together. So I could just do that with you.
Can you put your head just on the water and look with from the boat?
Or no,
like is there
a
glass
like
a bottom
big,
boat?
No, maybe? No. Yeah. I'm sorry. Do you want to request one of those and pay the extra money it is?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to.
Don't
I'll
not
build
go
it.
Because you think you might be scared.
Yeah, okay.
Of whale shark. They're, and the word shark just intimidates people, but they don't. They're not. They're just big old fish. They're giant fish.
What do they eat?
Like fucking algae and shit. Plankton.
If just, I showed my dick, would they be cool?
This is the same thing as these fucking stingrays in Cayman.
I
you're
not
making
like that.
Up. Things to be scared of when there's no evidence that they've ever hurt anyone. Like, I understand having fears, but there's nothing to be scared of.
All right. Well, in that case,
what's your biggest fear that they're going to just decide to eat a human?
Well, it's not just
when
them.
For
like,
millions
what if you're
of years
down
they
there,
never have.
If you're down there, it's not just like a whale shark like tank. There's other fish.
I know, but like,
you could, what if an orca showed up?
Well,
and was like, "Hey, what's up?"
Orcas don't hurt you either.
Killer whales are here.
Yeah, I know, but they don't hurt you.
Have you seen Arambe or whatever?
Arambe.
Are you? I don't
know. No, that one was in a. That one was in a.
Killer whales have killed people in the ocean
in captivity. Well, no, stop it. Stop it. You could also drown. You could also...
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm not afraid of sharks when I'm surfing.
It's not shark.
Huh?
Exactly. You're not. If you're not afraid of killer whales when you're surfing, then you can fucking do this. Stop being a baby. I'm not going to let you have anxiety about this. You can have anxiety, but I'm not going to... It's such a cool experience. Talk to Sarah Lena about it. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Hey, it's the news, folks. It's Tuesday. You know what that means. It is Tuesday. Hope you're having all the swells out there. We sure are. Here we go. Lots of people die every year during or just having sex. Pathologist explains in most cases it is caused by physical strain of sexual activity or prescription drugs.
Oh.
Drugs to treat ED, erectile dysfunction, for example, or illegal drugs such as cocaine or both.
Wait, why eat so Viagra?
Yeah, Viagra, you know,
because it can just
blood.
Impact your blood flow. Oh,
yeah.
Cause stroke or something.
So sudden death occurred mostly in men, average age around 59, and most frequently it's a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
New studies suggest that sudden cardiac death in people under the age of 50 is mainly due to sudden...
59 seems... Oh, well, I guess that's the age where you like are still having sex, because I think it drops off pretty severely in your 60s.
Yeah, then you die thinking about having sex. A disease of the heart muscle. So if you have like prior and you don't know that your heart's fucked up.
Yeah. That's what a way to go. Would you want to go having sex?
Sometimes I feel like I am. Like,
really?
Going to. Because, you know, like we'll fuck for a long time and I'll just be like.
You'll be so exhausted.
I'm like, I stand up out of the bed sometimes. I'm just like.
Yeah. Yeah. It is such a strenuous activity for the man involved. And sometimes the women, you know, for sure the women, but I'm just getting a lot of this from the porn I watch, but the men do so much work. There's so much work doing this constantly. Like, that's a lot.
I also don't want to die for one orgasm. Like, it doesn't, I wouldn't, like, the idea of, like,
but
you're
don't
dying
you get
fucking.
Too hard. What about if you were in some, like, Barry's boot camp bullshit? Like, would you want to die for that? Like, doesn't that get your heart rate up just as much? Yeah,
that's a good point. If you're comparing it to Barry's.
Like, why would you? You're going to die somehow. Like, if you have a heart condition, it's going to get you. If it's, you know, an unknown one.
Well, it says it's extremely low and accounts for 0.6% of all cases of sudden death.
Oh, wow.
And then 2% is when you see a whale shark, it says here, which is weird. No,
I would go fucking a whale shark.
Well, it says also, I read the article, it's something about like 39-year-old guy. Like the age, like I'm past the age that like it happens when it does happen.
59, though, awaits you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think I'll be fucking at 59.
Really?
Why? I mean, my dick's soft at 41. I can't. I mean, how many Viagra am I going to have to take?
Just one, I think, probably.
Huh?
Just one. But you said you're not taking Viagra anymore.
No. Well, Butrin's been helping with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's in that drug, but...
Dude, I tried to masturbate last night, and just nothing. There is literally nothing. And our internet connection's pretty slow here, and so... I just wait and wait for these clips to load, knowing that it's probably not going to work for me anyway, based on the little previews that they've shown, you know, the pictures where I go, okay, maybe. And then I read the details to see if there's all the things that I want in a video. And
yeah, there's nothing worse than coming to buffering. Like to a buffer, just like,
I can't.
Oh, 48%, 49%.
I have to search through an hour-long video to find if a guy calls this girl a good girl, because there's no way to search for good girl porn where the guy says good girl. There's no way to search for porn where the guy is encouraging and sensual and like it's also hard but also kind. It's like there's no way. So I just have to sift through all this shit.
Yeah.
Looking for the one thing that's going to do it. And some nights I'm like, do I want this kind or do I want this other kind? And I can't even tell what I want. And then last night I was just like, it can't be done. There's nothing. There's
maybe
nothing.
Like TikTok for porn would be good for you.
That's what
like,
I go to. It's called
Red GIF. And it's just GIFs.
Seriously?
Yeah. And it's just, you go, like, you, they're minute long, and you go, and they load. And once you find one, it gives all ones that are like that in the feed. And then, and it has sound and everything.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah. Red GIF. REDGIF.
It's a .com or an app?
I don't know. I, you know, it on the, I go to subreddits for the kind of porn I like. And then they, on Reddit, the sound is muted. But then they have a link at the top that says Red GIF, and I always click that link, and then it takes me to this Red GIF thing. And so it's
So yeah, if you can just type in GIF, good girl into Red GIF, and it was...
No, because they don't categorize it that way. But if you type in, like I go to certain subreddits, and then I'll see something that I like. And like last night I clicked on one because it was some double penetration one that I was kind of into. And then I went to the Red GIF version and started looking like, oh, what about this video is like all these other videos? And it was just American. And I was like, I don't need American girl. Like, what about this? Was she wearing like a fucking
USA flag?
Yeah, no, she wasn't. She was just like a blonde girl.
Eating hot dogs,
and so I guess they were like,
yeah,
whoever watches this is into Americans.
Yeah.
And so it was just a, it's just, I am grateful for porn. I'm grateful for all the women who've given their careers and their like social lives and risked things to like make this stuff. But it's just, there's gotta be a better way. And yeah, having, I need to get back to basics of like fantasizing, but there's just nothing I want to fantasize about, I guess. It's
yeah,
just
anytime
so hard.
I try to use my brain, it just, and I can't stay on the subject.
No, me neither. I wander off, I get lost in the woods, and I can't get back.
Yeah.
Okay, next story.
A burglar.
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 Does that have three?
Burglar. A burglar. I've always said burglar. Is it burglar?
It sounds like you're saying like a burglar.
It sounds like I'm the hamburger.
Well, look at the word.
I feel like I'm doing Hamburglar, but I've shortened it. The burglar, which is actually better with it. You don't need the ham there, how I say it, because it already says burger.
Wait.
So you got the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
From McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
My way is burglar. So then you got burger in it already.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you don't need
burglar.
The ham.
Burglar. 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 But do you see, there's nowhere for that in the way that it's written?
Yeah, it's like when I say tubular, or no, turbulence.
No, that makes sense because there's actually that
syllable.
I
take it out in that.
Yeah.
Some words I take out. Turbulence.
Turbulence.
Turbulence. Burglar. Okay, people are going to kill themselves. Okay.
Turbulent. No. You just go, you do a hard B instead of B. You go, buh. Turbulence.
Turbulence.
It's turbulence.
Yeah, I leave out the U.
And regular.
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 Burglar.
Burglar.
So I throw a U. So I take the U out of.
Okay, so what happened with this burglar?
So he was in turbulence.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine? He was just a regular burglar.
I mean, look at you reading that. Can you just hold it up so that you just don't disappear for people that are watching?
I always forget.
It's okay.
Okay. A regular
I'm
burglar.
Supposed to see that face.
A regular burglar. Okay. Burglar.
Wait. Try to say burglar.
Okay. I could do it. Burglar. Okay. I just think of turbulence. Oh, boy. Coffee's
I can't wait for this fucking.
More on time. Okay, a burglar left.
No.
A burglar.
Okay.
A burglar.
Yeah, there you go.
A burglar. Okay. God, it's really short there.
It's really short. It's going to save you so much
I feel like
much
someone
time.
Stole the U. I wonder who it was. I think it's the burglar.
Your life is about to change. You're going to have so much more free time now.
All right. Okay. A burglar left $200 and an apology note when victims came home to find a window he broke, and then he ate shrimp, drank beer, and bathed inside the home.
Oh my God! This sounds like if you burglarized a home.
I wouldn't leave $200. I'd leave like $40. But okay. While it's not completely unheard of for a homeowner to come home in the middle of a burglary, it is quite uncommon for the suspect to be non-confrontational about the crime.
Mm-hmm. I thought they didn't come home during it.
Yeah,
they did.
I think that was just.
They did.
The owner and they found him in the house. Yeah, keep going.
Bathing.
Oh,
and eating shrimp
you.
In the bathtub and a beer.
So he left $200, like, hey, don't arrest me. So I wonder if he would have left the $200 if he didn't get caught.
He just felt really embarrassed and was sad. And he left the $200 because he broke a window to get in.
But I wonder, like, once they caught him, he was like, just hold on. Let me just, like, I got some money. And then did he, like, how do you leave $200 if the people are like, get out of my house? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe they were just like, hey, who are you?
And he was like, here you go. Here's for the shrimp I ate.
I mean, there's no way he ate $200 worth of shrimp.
And it with the window.
Oh, the window probably would cost about $150.
And the bath. God knows what he left behind. It's going to need cleanup. Have you ever been burglarized?
No, but I stole plenty.
Really?
Really?
I would like steal from my roommate, but just quarters. He had like a quarter jar, and I would just steal them to eat double stacks from Wendy's.
Oh my God.
And I was like, they're just quarters. He doesn't care.
I know.
He's
just
a rich guy.
Like...
You just, you know, it's just $100,000. He's a millionaire.
Yeah.
You never stole? Well, no, you would steal from, from stores.
I stole from, I did some stealing. I stole one time from someone who was like a friend. And I have to, and it's like one of these things that haunts me that I have to like.
What happened?
Do
can you say?
No. Oh. I just don't want to like. It's one of those things in my past that I was like really just not a good person, and like I have to do a like you know when you're in a 12-step program, you ultimately have to like get to a point where you.
Was it cash though, or was it?
Yeah, it was. Oh, okay. I stole money from a business I was working for, and like. It was not good. And, you know, it's
but you
like,
justify it. It's weird how you could justify
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would justify it. And yeah, I have to, you know, I've given back to that establishment a lot to make up for it, but they don't know why I've done that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you have to actually, at some point, I'm going to have to explain what happened and like.
To them?
Yeah.
But what if you go to jail?
The statute of limitations is way. I mean, this was forever ago. This
Nikki
was high
Glaser
school.
Goes to jail for stealing scrunchies.
But it still weighs on me, though. You know, like doing something like that, where those people trusted me, and I stole from them, and it wasn't a lot, but it was just like I knew it was wrong, and I lied to them about it, and it's just like I just can't get over. It definitely is like affects me subconsciously at times.
I think a lot of times it's like where you're at in your mind and where you're at financially. You know, I remember like
and how you justify.
I'll be honest,
I mean, sick people hurt people. I'm not making an excuse for it, but because I know that about myself, when people do things like that to me or like I witness them, I can go, that person doesn't want to. You're a sociopath if you are stealing so that you can hurt someone.
Yes.
That's
when
just,
I had, like,
that's different than just like having a fucking, something's wrong with you on the inside. You hate yourself. And so you're just doing bad things.
I had like, I don't know, when I was dog walking for you, I don't know how much money I had. I barely paid rent. And you would have like gigs on the weekend, and then you would have like just so much cash just sitting on it. I'm like, she won't care if I took. I never took it. I swear to God.
No,
but,
I don't think.
But
you
I
would.
Had the thought of like, what's 100? I mean, she won't even.
I would never have known. Ever.
I know.
Ever.
But I would have known.
But
but
like,
I really was
I just
like
trusted you. You know, like, and clearly I could.
Yeah,
because
I really
didn't
do it. I really would tell you because I think it would be good.
Yeah,
content,
but there are a lot of people that leave out cash to. I just that was me being just like. Like some, I don't have respect for money because it scares me so much. So like, I don't like to count my money. I don't like to like have all the bills facing one way and know exactly how much is in my wallet at any given time because I just, money scares me. I don't even know how much, like I've talked about this. I don't know how much money I have. I really, if I took a guess, I could be off by so much. It would make you like, I would probably, you know, like I'm really dumb when it comes to that stuff, but it's just because it scares me. And so that wasn't me trying to be like, look how much money.
Oh,
I
no,
have.
I didn't take it like that at
but
all.
But I think sometimes people do that and it's really icky. Like, I remember my friend said that he lived with this girl once and they were all like starving artists. and she like got a bunch of commercials, and she would leave checks out for like $42,000 that she would just be like, I forgot to cash. Like, I'm just like, and she would leave it out purposely on the kitchen counter to be like,
she put it on the refrigerator. She's like, I don't know how it got there.
Yeah.
It got behind the magnet.
Happy face sticker on it.
How did it get behind that magnet?
It's like my test score at school.
And then what's the note about how you guys are poor pieces of shit and I'm the best?
Oh my God.
It's weird.
I saw that same girl one night. We were all hanging out, and she stumbled out of her bedroom and like was catatonically drunk and like didn't even see that a bunch of people were in the kitchen like hanging out, comics. She just like stumbled out and was like saw through us, and then just got out a pan and was like cooking eggs at like 4 a.m, but like wasted. And we were all just kind of watching this because she didn't acknowledge us, and we were like, hi. Yeah. And she's just like, and then she just decided to wait for the eggs to cook and like lean up against the stove, like with her back to it, and like slink down it and just like sit there. And she had like shit all over her underwear.
No.
And it was like, so she was in her underwear, which was so embarrassing. And I think at the time I probably didn't have a lot of empathy. So I was just like, ha ha, she's fucking shit in here, but she's such a piece of shit.
Oh my God.
But now I'm like, that is horrifying. And I've been that girl before. I mean, I've been drunk enough that I've shit myself. Have you ever?
I've shit myself, but sober, never drunk.
Oh, well, that's respectable.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I only had $40 in my account, so.
I used to wipe with my fucking cash.
Yeah, dude, I wipe with check. Yeah, that's the one I
stole.
That's
the one you stole. I knew it. I gotcha.
I'm shit out of luck.
All right, let's get to, let's go to break and.
Why do I care?
Come back with Why Do I Care? Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Why do I care?
Why do I care?
Tom Holland from Spider-Man and Zendaya's boyfriend thought Mark Wahlberg gifted him a sex toy. Mm. The two men recently shot the movie Uncharted and spent some time hanging out together. This included Wahlberg 50 giving Holland 25 a gift and driving him back to his hotel one day. Essentially, Mark Wahlberg was kind enough to give me a massage gun after I left his house in L.A. and he drove me back to my hotel. I was confused as to what kind of massage gun this was, having never seen one before, and I thought it was the type of self-pleasure. I thought Mark Wahlberg was driving me back to my house for other reasons than just being a gentleman. I didn't know. It's Hollywood, baby. Who knows what's going to happen?
Is that what he said?
That's what Tom Holland said in an interview.
Tom Holland, by all accounts that I can tell, is just awesome.
Yeah.
And funny.
I honestly,
and Mark Wahlberg, did you know he murdered a fucking guy in a hate crime?
He just blinded him? Yeah, he just beat him to almost death.
Well, you know, completely facts aren't different. Important.
Yeah.
But
he made up for it because he gave Tom Holland
a
massage gun that he used to kill a man. just over time. It's like one of those...
The man had a migraine and he used the massage gun to... poke him in the eye.
For 6 years.
Yeah.
The guy eventually died from old age. Okay, so...
We're not mocking anyone's death, by the way.
No, the guy was fucking. He was 39. Okay, so I gotta stop. This is burglar. ham drip.
Burglar.
Ham drips, ham drop. What do you think, like... Tom Holland, to me, every interview I've seen, he's like...
How are these
people so humble... And so good at what they do. Are they like that good at acting where I don't know.
Some people are just cool. My mind. You know, I've met a bunch of cool people in my life and sometimes they just end up being actors. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But usually you ran against actors.
What?
You've ranted against actors in the past.
I thought he said you ran against actors.
I know. I was
that
like
was a moron in time.
That was definitely a moron time. I was like for class president. Yeah, I think that some actors can just be actually cool, and I don't know, but he seems great, and you love Zendaya.
I do. She's phenomenal.
Do you watch Euphoria?
No, I watched season one. I have to watch season two.
I don't know literally anything about it except all the memes about like this is how people in Euphoria high school dress. This is how people at regular high school dress. And
I was typed into Twitter. I go Zendaya Emmy after I watched the latest episode, and I was just like reaffirmed that like every single person was saying like how incredible it was. She plays a kid addicted to drugs. I mean, it's a little over the top, you know, some would say too over the top, like, okay, come on, what are you doing? But, and how is no one noticing that she's on drugs? There's a lot of shit
there's a fine line between good acting and overacting.
I know, it's close. She's right on the line, but like, I don't know. But she does something within her eyes where, like, she looks like...
Good acting is totally subjective, like, what people think good actors are. I mean, I think we could all agree on some people, but, like, some people just love the way some people do things. And other times you're just like, oh, I like a more, like, oh, that's exactly how they would talk. But a lot of times that's just, like, the dialogue that they have to do. people in film and TV just do not talk like normal people, and it really bugs me.
Yeah, you hate that. You're like, this is not how a conversation.
No one would ever talk that way. You know, like the whole tropes of when people hang up on the phone, they never say goodbye on TV. There's never a goodbye. Yeah. It's just a thing.
I never noticed that.
It bothers me. When people are eating, they never eat. They never take bites of food. I know these are all things that, you know, either waste time or will mess up the shot, but like, I like realism, you know, like.
I do too. Those are my favorite shows.
What?
They really are. They're my favorite shows.
Right.
Like, the more like.
Curb, you know, that borders on people, like, that's very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, because they're also not following a script. They're just talking the way they would talk if given that scene. You know, they're just given a prompt. But then there are times I watch Curb and I go, no one would ever act like this. No one, you know. And then you just have to suspend disbelief that, like, okay, Larry is just a magnet for people being upset with him, everything he does. And everyone is irrationally upset every step of the way for him. So, okay, that's the world he lives in. But at least the people talk like normal people.
Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a show that is very just like, they tend to be pretty boring and slow.
Afterlife, they talk like normal people.
Yeah.
They talk the way people would talk. Ricky Gervais is a comic, so I think he does a really good job of like
Peaky
knowing
Blinders.
What.
Peaky Blinders. I'm Peaky Blinders.
I was talking to Bill Dixon, the EP of the show we're working on, Perfect Strangers 2, and he said that when he's hiring reality show producers or people that, like, he likes to hire comics as reality show producers because they notice things like human interactions. They notice the things beneath the surface that, because that's a comic's job, is to like look at the world and see it through a different lens where you go, oh my God, I never even saw it that way. Holy shit. And so he likes to hire comedians because he knows that they're good at reading people and knowing what the motives are and like what, I mean, that is like, that's the skill I've always had that sometimes gets in my way when you like
overanalyze
things. But yesterday I came up with a motive for something and Andrew was like, if that is true, because I go, I don't know why this person is doing this or whatever. And I go, I have a theory. And he was just like, if that is why, that is so fucked up. And I go, sometimes, you know how like people get in the mind of criminals and they're like, he used her ear as a fucking
you connected like four dots necklace. That just weren't there.
Yes.
But then when you acknowledge that, you're like, oh, they were there the whole time.
Yeah,
that's fucking wild. But then you're like, wait, and then you say,
but I've done that a lot with you and been so wrong. Where I'm like, I get why you wrote that caption on that thing because you were trying to let this person know that, and you're like, no, it's just.
But sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're right. But then sometimes I'm like, yeah, it's so obvious. Like sometimes I feel like you come and you're like, I'm like, yeah, obviously. Like in my mind, I'm like, yeah, you figured it out. Like, obviously that's
well,
like-
sometimes I'm trying to draw attention to the fact that like you're being too obvious. So it's not even like I'm going, Andrew, be a little bit more obtuse about your motivations for things.
What? Because- I just wanted to steal from you, Nikki. What? What's the big deal?
That's my shit money, dude.
You just leave a pot. Oh, man. That's a whole nother thing we did. Oh, man. I didn't do it. But these kids... As a prank. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I can't even.
Oh, no. We got to get to Reddit dump.
Yeah. They Reddit dumped on a dollar bill and then would put it in the street. And then
have people pick it up?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
But in fairness, it was like normal, like rich football people. Not like, they weren't like fucking with homeless people.
Well, how do they guarantee the people walking down the street are going to be rich football people?
Because it was right after football.
Oh, my God. Those people have a story forever. I picked up a dollar and had shit all over it.
Yeah.
Let's get to Reddit dump.
Karaoke mode.
This is your Reddit dump. It's time for Reddit dump. This is where I go through all my Reddit saved posts that I wanted to share with you guys, where I go through Reddit late at night. Noah, will you play the thing that I just texted you? And this is the new Britney Spears. Perfect. This is the new Britney Spears song that, you know, I want to play the first one. Can we play the first Britney Spears she released in her bathroom a couple weeks ago? This was on Instagram. We covered it on the show. This was Britney Spears singing in her bathroom. And she just released a new one. But let's listen to the first one. Yeah! Okay, great. That's a great flashback. Okay. Now there's a new one that I found on Reddit and I want to play it for you guys. Noah, hit it. This was found in Funny and Funny. I'll tell you the subreddit later. Wait, one more time. Let's hear it. Dude, I gotta put this on my Instagram. It's too perfect.
You can do them next to each other.
It sounds exactly the same. Yeah. Holy shit. That was from Funny Animals, and that's definitely a cat meowing, and they did not connect it to the Britney video I did, and that is a dead ringer. I didn't even play them next to each other last night when I came up with that joke.
I mean, it's...
That was incredible.
I mean, I heard that cat, though, still has under conservatorship. That's what I've heard. It's just a rumor.
Free kitty. This is one I found on Next Fucking Level, the subreddit, and it was tornado sirens harmonizing. This guy was in the middle of four tomato. They were category 4 tomatoes that were spotted around his area. But he's in the middle of 4 tornado sirens in his area, and they all started harmonizing. It's one of the most beautiful things. You might have heard this. It was going around months ago, but it resurfaced, and I wanted to share it with you.
That one time, all the tornado sirens in my neighborhood accidentally harmonized.
Middle of about 4 sirens. So it may have been that 4 sirens were going off perfectly.
Seriously, this is crazy. I'm in awe.
Doesn't that sound like the end of Free Willy?
Well,
or something like
it's like that movie August or whatever.
Wait, what is it?
The movie where the kid heard music everywhere.
No, I don't know that one.
It's called Charlie Puth. Charlie Puth made
Does
that.
Does he hear music everywhere?
Oh yeah, he'll be like, oh, there's 4 tornadoes. That's E sharp, F
really?
Minor.
And oh, he's like he's good at.
Yeah, that's like his whole thing.
What's it called?
His new song is Light Switch or something, and he took a light switch.
Oh
and
yeah, you told me that.
So that's like tornado fucking.
This was from Ask Reddit. It said, straight men of Reddit, what instantly makes a woman unattractive? The top rated one was a couple, 3 or 4 ankle hairs on an otherwise perfectly shaved leg.
Oh,
so you're not
out.
Alone.
I'm
just kidding
that
it was just a joke.
The happy
no one would ever
happy
say
true.
That.
Happy true. I don't know.
No, I just remember it was specifically ankle hairs.
Was it ankle hair?
Yeah, there was time. Yeah.
Oh.
Well. Someone said, when a woman says, I'm a bitch, it's just who I am. Or it takes a special man to handle me. Like you are grown. Handle your damn self. Red flags all around. I'm like, don't watch FBI Island.
Yeah. Don't watch Perfect Strangers. It is.
If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. It's probably the worst mindset to come across in a person. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Another person said not being self-aware, meaning not admitting when she's wrong and getting mad until you apologize, even though it is her fault. Hobby interest shaming. Unless, of course, your hobbies and interests are interesting. I don't know what that means. Being addicted to heroin or meth. Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, that one really stood out there.
Being mean to animals. I mean, duh. Okay. Okay, so...
Beating the shit out of your mom. You know what I mean? Like
being
some of these
mean
are just
to waiters.
Like, oh yeah,
the number
being mean,
one thing that everyone
yeah.
always says, like the way that they treat the help, I guess you could call it, is just so indicative of someone. I mean, I rarely witness someone being like. I don't think I'm friends with anyone who is mean to
no
people that workplaces.
I mean, it would be ridiculous.
But the thing is, you
a lot
don't
of people
know.
Are. Yeah,
unless you're around those, you don't know. You could be okay. Today I learned, and I don't think a lot of times those people even know they're being mean because they just do it. Today I learned an Albanian superstition about hiccups is that when they occur when someone mentions the hiccuping person's name, that they occur when someone mentions the hiccuping person's name in conversation. To stop the hiccups, one must say the names of anyone they think talked about them. The hiccups will cease once the gossiper's name is spoken.
Whoa.
I kind of like that. So if you have hiccups, you just start saying names of people you think might be talking about you. And if they are the person that you got it right, then your hiccups will stop.
I mean, I think eventually you get to it and the hiccups would have stopped anyways. But
or
have you ever tried to scare someone out of hiccups?
Oh yeah. It
Does
works.
That work?
Yeah, because it disrupts your there's something going on, like some kind of tick inside your limbic system, and it disrupts it.
Yeah. Or you drink water through a napkin.
I always drink water, plug my nose, plug my ears, put my head between my legs, and then swallow, and it always works. Always. Take a sip of water. I'm serious. It has never not worked for me. Or I hold my breath. That also works.
I always
works.
Think about, like,
till I pass
like
out.
During, like, the JFK speech, you know, like, or like, JFK Lincoln,
speech.
And they got hiccups, how funny that would have been.
It's interesting. You never... For anyone who gets migraines or hiccups or fucking anything, it rarely happens
Tourette's.
In a time
yeah.
or Tourette's when you are performing. It goes off.
It's weird.
There's something about it. Like, I've never once gotten a migraine on a day I have to work. It always happens on a day I don't have to work. I've never gotten...
Because the shit's building up while you're working, I think.
No, I think
no?
it's something about it that's mental. That's
what I'm saying, though. But I think it gives you... The idle brain is the time when it...
I think
if
my brain goes, you cannot get this migraine during this. There's just no way we're going to let you get that. So we're going to protect you. There's something that, and it just makes me realize.
Four scores and 7 years ago. Like, okay. What about like your special taping if you got the hiccups? Or you had like.
It would never happen.
Insane fucking diarrhea.
But that's the thing. It's just, it doesn't, even when I have to poop really bad, like say I'm about to go on and I have to poop, it goes away when I'm on
it's
stage.
Wild.
Or if I'm any kind of sickness or anything I'm dealing with, even a sore throat or like I lose my voice, it will come back on stage a little bit better. It's so weird.
There'll be times where like I'll have indigestion and I'll be burping while the person's calling my name. I can't get this burp out. I'm like, oh, I won't be able to say my first set of, and then literally get on stage and then it's like completely gone.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's so
but
mental.
Until the second of getting on stage,
yes.
It's wild.
Let's go into final thought. This is from Ask Reddit. It's called Anti-Bucket List. What's something you'll never do again? Someone said rent a car while visiting New York City. Mm. Someone said that's like asking to babysit someone's kid on vacation. I just had to burp.
Yeah.
Someone said assume that every coworker something that you'll never do again. Assume that every coworker is a friend.
Oh,
ooh.
I like that one. There's some really good ones here. Settling for a relationship knowing you are not really happy. Yep. I was a server for 5 years. It was fun most of the time, but God almighty, the worst customers could drive a person to murder. I don't know what they're saying they'll never do again. Go to Times Square for New Year's Eve. Looks great on TV, not great in person unless you pay to get in the walled off area. Go to Disney World's Magic Kingdom on Christmas Day. Shoulder to shoulder people, insane lines, and nothing special I couldn't see earlier in the month. Swim in the sea at night whilst drunk. Nearly drowned.
Eesh.
Go swimming with whale sharks. They fucking eat you, I promise. Wait, I want to skip that one.
I went surfing hammered one time.
Dude.
And I almost drowned. I'm such an idiot.
Someone said, I refuse to do retail again. People are literally such assholes and don't realize you're trying to help them and still get their job done and still get your job done. I like these.
I do too.
Childbirth and the postpartum period. Love my daughter to death. One and done. Pulling an all-nighter. Age is catching up on me. Binge drink. I used to go to benders for a week or two. Now I barely even drink.
Feel that one.
Yeah. Stay at a job I'm unhappy at. Bungee jump. Oh, this is the one I wanted to read.
Ugh.
Bungee jump. As soon as my feet left the edge, all I could think of, well, that was stupid. It was exciting and probably safe enough, but it was enough for me to know I will never willingly do that again. Have you guys bungee jumped?
No, I jumped out of a plane.
Oh, yeah. With a bungee.
Yeah.
You got them mixed up.
Actually, the guy's hair could have bungee jumped. He had like really long hair. And it just like
bugged you?
Huh?
Did it bug you?
No, it's just like interesting, like because they strap you in, they literally like
yeah,
you're cocked.
Were you so
ass.
Scared?
It was really early in the morning,
and so it got you like you were vulnerable. And like,
no, I was like I didn't really think about it that much. I just
but didn't
went
you
up.
Have to think about it the night before when you agreed to do it or whenever you agreed to do it? I don't think people
I did
just
it with
woke
Rusty.
Up. I knew it was with Rusty.
Yeah, and I paid for it.
Did
and
you
then
cry?
He didn't pay me back for years, and I would be like, dude, did I cry?
Yeah,
yeah. Because he was playing. Because
you landed on the lawn of a Dave Matthews concert.
Yeah, no, it was widespread panic.
Noah?
I would never, I don't understand why people do it. And I know that if I do it, I'm going to be like the small percentage of people where it gets like caught around the neck or something.
Yes. Someone said in this thing, I agree with you. I would never do it. Even it's just skydiving. One thing I could definitely die without doing. I mean, it was also the same. Okay. But I'm more about that, about my, like, I don't want my face to go like this, to stretch.
Skydiving's scary because the plane you go up in is from like 1930. Yeah. It's like fucking working propeller, barely.
So someone said, so fun fact that I learned after bungee jumping was that apparently if you have severe myopia, it's not recommended at all. I had gone and had a blast until I felt a pop in my eyes and got a migraine and spots in my vision. Turns out I had mild vitreous detachment in my eyes that had left a small dark spot in my vision 7 years later. So yeah, probably won't be doing that again. This one, someone said, I know someone whose cousin died from bungee jumping. She wasn't connected and she fell to her death. It's also on video. And the person edited their comment and said, quit asking me for the video. Go to hell. Someone said, my aunt jumped and her harness broke. She broke her butt, but luckily she's fine now. Someone said, how can you tell that she broke her butt? There's a big crack in it. So this was the one that I wanted to read to you guys. I told Andrew about this. There's another one I recently heard of where the guy running the bungee jump company said, no jump. But with a heavy accent, the person heard, now jump. And she jumped to her death. And it is true. They connected me to the news story. I want to read this to you. Bungee jumper plunged to her death due to instructor's poor English. This was June 27th, 2017. Two bungee jumping staffers have been found guilty of manslaughter after a teen heard now jump instead of no jump from an instructor with poor English. A court has heard Dutch teenager Vera Mol, 17, plunged to her death before her rope was secured when she misheard a Spanish instructor. It happened on the bridge of Cabezon de la Sal, located in the northern Spanish province of Cantabria in 2015. Oh, this happened in 2015. This girl, look at her. What a cutie. Oh, poor thing. Yeah.
I wonder, like,
they weren't licensed to organize jumps from the bridge. Both operators face sentences of between 1 and 4 years in jail. Oh,
it's crazy that, like, why when they put the rope on away from the fucking ledge.
Well, that's why this would never have happened if it was a real company.
Yeah,
the bridge was not even meant to be used for bungee jumping. Yeah,
have you ever ziplined? Oh, like insane so zip line, like through the mountains and shit. No. Pretty wild.
And I didn't, because I heard about someone getting like a cut on their leg and then getting like a bacterial infection that like made them get their skin like started turning black, and they had fish. To cut off everything up to their fucking head.
What?
I'm not kidding you. Like a little tiny cut, like someone jumps in a pond in fucking Mexico and they get a little tiny cut
the fish
on their
thing. The bacteria from the fish eating. Oh,
yeah. We almost went and got our skin eaten at the fish pedicure place, but then we Googled PETA fish pedicure, and it turns out the fish only eat the skin, not because it's a part of their diet, but because they're starving and they just might as well eat that. So that's already bad. But then also they carry disease. They're like animals that carry disease. And these, if they're not properly clean, these animals are not cleaned and they're,
or the water's
and
not clean.
The water's not clean and you can get like a disease. So don't go to those places. Do not support businesses that use animals and pretend like these animals, like you go, oh, I'm just giving the fish a meal. No, they're just like, they'll just eat anything at that point. It's really sad.
It's like bestiality.
But I wish I would have tried it before I knew the facts. You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah. I mean, but everything you could find, like, oh, guy walks down the street, got hit by a car. I can't walk down the street. You know what I mean? Like
No, but once you know that it's cruel to animals.
No, cruel to animals, but I'm saying like one person dying. Like you can find one person dying in every single activity.
My point
you've ever
about
done.
Your whale shark adventure, mister.
My point about you not jumping out of an airplane.
Well, I don't want to do it because my skin's going to stretch.
I don't want to do it because whales will stretch my fucking nipples.
They're going to try to breastfeed on those puffs. All right, guys, we are done with the show today. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Thank you for listening. Don't be Kuh and Jack.
Jackie Jacks.
That's not one.
Look it up.
I'm sure there's
one.
A person named Jackie Jacks somewhere.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You got to check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Diamonds Direct spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.